You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's time for Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by Roy's Umbrella. For your home loan needs, take advantage right now of the low, low rates. Just go to roysumbrella.com. Coming up on Friday, my podcast, If You Don't Like That, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go back and we're going to take some sound from the first 3 months of interviews, put it all together, reminisce. That's going to be on Friday, If You Don't Like That. And as always, subscribe, leave me a comment. I'm grateful when you do. All right, by now you know that Dwayne Haskins is no longer on the Washington football team, right? That's right, he got waived. Goodbye. He'll have to go play somewhere else. Well, how about Booger McFarland of ESPN, who's been absolutely getting decimated on social media the last day or two? I don't know if you heard what he had to say, but on ESPN Monday, he said, oftentimes, young players, especially, I'm going to go ahead, especially young African-American players, because they make up 70% of this league, they come into this league and ask themselves the wrong thing. They come into the league saying, not how can I be a better player? They don't say, how can I be a better teammate? They don't say, how can I be a better person? How can I get my organization over the hump? Here's what they come in saying. They come in saying how I can build my brand better, how I can build my social media following better. How can I work out on Instagram and show everybody that I'm ready to go? But when I get to the game, I don't perform. Now, first of all, let's just get to the obvious. If a white sportscaster had made those comments, he would have been fired before he got off the set. But Booger McFarland being black, okay, is given a pass here. Now, I personally am not going to kill the guy, all right? I'm not going to kill the guy because he's getting paid for his opinions on ESPN. And I'm not going to kill the guy because that's how he feels. What I am going to jump on Booger for is putting people into groups when he says, and I'm quoting here, especially, I'm going to go ahead, especially young African-American players, all right? The word especially, in my opinion, is where he made the mistake and deserves the criticism that he's getting. Now, I'm not calling for the guy's job. I don't think he should be fired, all right? He made a comment. If you disagree with it, let's have some constructive dialogue. I mean, that's been the theme for me on this podcast since I started it back in late September, early October. Let's talk about these things before we just cancel somebody, before we say, hey, you're done. How stupid can you be? Again, I think when you use the word especially, I think that's the mistake. Now, Booger did not back down on his comments yesterday. All right. He did not back down at all. This is how he feels. How do you feel about it? Do you think that there should be some repercussions for what Booger McFarland said? Or are you like me? Hey, that's the guy's opinion. That's how he feels. But come on, you really are going to say that you're going to put Dwayne Haskins and you're going to say, especially young African-American players? Like, if you're going to do that, are you not going to bring up Johnny Manziel? Are you not going to bring up Ryan Leaf? And I can go on and on. This is where it is such a slippery slope. When you generalize and when you put people in groups because of race, this is what you get. Again, I think the big mistake here is the word especially. Take the word especially out. To me, it's not as bad. I'd love to know how you feel about this. I really would. Hit me up on Twitter at Grant Napier Show. Tell me what you think, or send me a question on Crowd Question by going to crowdquestion.com. Again, I'd love to know how you feel on this. He's getting killed. Is it justified? Did he make a mistake? My opinion, the big mistake was using the word especially. And that's my rant for today.